Heya! Welcome to the Diary 101 podcast. I am your host, Aka Kandela Kandepwe, also known as Aka. My favorite thing about this is that I get to do this, and I've been doing it for a year, which is so nice. Like, imagine this podcast has been here for a year. Makes me happy, grateful, and just like, yo, I survived all that in 1 year kind of vibe. So today is, I'll be speaking to somebody behind the scene of the podcast, because I feel like sometimes people feel like I do this alone. No, I don't. I am not that organized. But yeah, there's somebody behind the podcast. Most of us, and I always say like us. I always mean him and I, because he also does exist. And which is, so there's so much to be grateful for, because when we introduced, we did not know each other. And now we're like, hey, what's up? What are you doing? Kind of vibe. And yeah, it just is nice to be here and talk about the podcast. So the podcast is turning 1 in February, specifically the 16th. And I am trying to have conversations with the people that work with me concerning the podcast and the people that inspired it. A big shot. So we'll probably get them on the podcast 5 years from now. No, I mean, even just a year or two from now, probably host them on the podcast. But now, with that being said, I am happy to introduce our podcast manager, Anton. Hi, Anton.
Hi, Aka.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. No, it's good to be on this other side of life.
I don't know how you feel about this. I know you agreed, but I was just like, I don't know if I gave you an opportunity to say no.
Not much, but it's cool. It's cool.
How are you feeling about the year?
So far, so good. I think I'm very optimistic. The year started off on a good note. Yeah, so I'm looking forward to the things that I have planned. Yeah, both with the podcast and just generally my life as well.
Ooh, the podcast. Can you believe it's a year?
Yes. Happy 1 year.
Happy 1 year to us, guys. Yeah. When you talk about the year started on the good note, what does that actually mean and entail?
Okay. I think for me, that basically means the perception I have, the level of hope, the level of anticipation, the plans that I have. Yeah, because I know I'm planning to achieve. So I know I will achieve all of them, most of them. Yeah, so just think just based on the fact that I'm excited about the plans I have, that makes it a good start. Mentally, emotionally.
Yeah, I like that. I started my year traveling and being lazy. So I feel like I've never started a year like that. And part of me just thinks I will now start my year traveling. Like, I would like to end the year and start it traveling, because it's so relaxing. But I also, because it's me, it's very extravagant. Like, it's like, I'm just like, okay, I need to relax. But I get what you mean, because my year feels like it's starting in February, right? Like, I already have a full schedule for next week. the lot of January was just me chilling, hanging out, traveling with my friends, coming back, hanging out, hanging out with my friends, and sometimes my family. So it's like having a whole month of doing me stuff.
Yeah.
And planning to have like a 10 months productivity and then December just also chilling, I think is a lifestyle I want to try to afford.
I think that's a good way to start. Starting with something you love and starting off in a reflective way. Yeah.
I don't even know if I reflected. And that's the thing, right? Everybody probably thinks I'm such a high performer. I'm just kind of smart on how I choose to do stuff and how I choose to be productive. I don't even think, like, trust me, I have to go back and finish my goals somewhere. Like, I know what I want, or maybe because I've also done the groundwork, I know what I want. Yeah. They are written down somewhere. I just have to go and adjust them or something. But it's like, like, I'm not like, trust me, like, you, everybody probably said at a high note. I'm still at a 3. For the year. I'm just chilling, Yeah, I'm minding my own business as always and chilling more. But yeah, I really like how the rest of 2025, I really look forward to it.
Yeah. And they say it's more how it ends than how it starts. So yeah. If you have time to pick up.
Do you know what I plan to do, Anton? I still plan to take a break in December. So I have 10 months. I have 10 good months to being very productive. Okay. Yes. Like I plan to be very productive and take short trips. And but I feel like I like need 60 days. Like, you know, one of the reasons why I don't have formal employment was like, why do you only have 24 leave days in a year? I get the concept. Yes, the whole year. Like, if people had more time to rest and have fun, would probably be very productive. And in my head, I'm just like, I see why I'm not employed. But anyway, now that we're moving on from the new year and everything, how did you feel when you were asked to be like the podcast manager mid last year?
Okay. Yeah, it was very exciting for me. So on the media front, that's something I already get to do. But I think just having more responsibility, more input into the things that are being produced. And I think also just the content and the theme, the podcast, is something I would listen to even if I wasn't editing or managing it. I think being asked, and I think we had a conversation about the focus of it, how you want it to sound like, the type of topics and the guests that we'll be having. And I think when I just got that picture, that got me excited. Yeah, because it's just not working on it or editing it, but I get to tune in and I get to say I've not missed one episode from the time I joined by default. But yeah, even outside of it, it's something that I would still want to listen to. Yeah, so I think the content of it mixed with my passion for mixing audio, was a good blend. So I was pretty happy about it. I was excited.
I like that. Because we met through a mutual friend, right? And somebody said, hey, I've been managing this podcast. Would you like to be part of it? Like, I want to, like... Because I think, to be honest, in that period, I was very depressed and anxious and panicking. So were you not nervous to, like, you don't know this person you're about to work with? Or it's just business? Because I always get nervous when I have to meet new people. What about you?
Yeah, so there's always that aspect of not knowing what to expect, not knowing how the work relationship will be, how open they are. So of course, before meeting and interacting, there was, I don't know if I can call it nervous, but just maybe curious or hoping that everything works out well and is a smooth ride. So there was that aspect, but I think just from the initial conversation, and I could tell that this would be good.
It would be fun. It would be fun. I like that. So when you've been editing the podcast for like 6 months now, or seven, more than 6 months. What are some of the lessons you've learned from the podcast?
Wow, there's so much. That's a difficult question. It also sounds like a trap, because I have to listen to or prove that I listen to what I edit. but I've learned a lot. There's definitely highlighted episodes. So maybe just three that I can highlight. So there was one with Farin Kudzai. Yes, Farin Kudzai. She was talking about crafting connections, networking, communication. And she also happens to be someone I know, but don't speak much. So it was like, oh, a familiar name. And let's get to hear what this is about. But apart from the topic, I think just the aspect of how you guys clicked and were interacting in the podcast in that episode. It was just the friendship chemistry was great, and the insights from her and both of you concerning crafting connections and networking was really insightful. And having been part of business, like even away from the podcast, I'll be involved in other things like farming, media space. So business is something that I do. So that was very enlightening to know about how networking and crafting connections should be done. Yep. And another interesting one was with Tisa. I think it was tagged conversations that we are not ready to have. And it was very controversial. And
it's my favorite.
Yeah, the topic. Oh, yes, yes. Very controversial and very raw. Yeah. So that was a highlight as well. And one of the first few, I think that I, one of the first ones I did with Jamie. Yeah, Jamie as a guest, navigating diplomacy. And I think that one spoke to my educational background. So I did a course or a master's in something related, international relations, peace, conflict resolution, which touched on diplomacy. So that was like, oh, this is great. This is familiar. This is something I can, as I said before, something I can listen to, even without having to edit it. I can just tune into to this podcast.
I like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, so many lessons.
Yeah?
I don't even know if I've answered the question.
I'm going to pick on that.
Yeah.
I like that. The first one with Varin, I just asked her to be on the podcast again this year. Because we're friends, right? We have inside jokes. I think from all the three you mentioned, like Varin is my friend. We travel together. We do stuff together. Yeah. It just, like Varin is such a light. Even when you meet her, she's such an extrovert. Too much for me. But... our friendship complements each other, and she has such wealth of knowledge and how she's just navigating life and her networks. She's such a big on networks. Like if I ever need something to be done that I require from Farin's network, I just need to ask Farin, and Farin will know who to ask. And it's such an interesting thing, and also goes back to like friendships. You always want your friends to be a polar opposite of you. Because things I can't do, Farin can do. Farin can. I'm just like, Farin, I'm not showing up. And she just goes like, I'll come and drag you. Baby girl, please show up. And I like that about her. She's such an amazing person. I love her work. Yeah. She's doing so much now and she's transitioning, which is great. And I really can't wait to have her back. The conversation with Tisa, I am explicitly saying, I want to have more of those conversations. Which is scary, but guys, let's have it. I'm having a guest in a few days. You will find out soon. Yeah, you will know first. But then we're also going to have a very unconventional conversation.
Okay.
About the things we don't want to talk about in society. And I'm so scared about how my brain works because I'm more aligned to those stuff. And I'm more like, oh, we're going to get backlash very soon. Very soon. We're going to be that podcast. Everybody's like, listen in and listen to what this child said. But yeah, like I love Tisa. I love her work. And I was just talking to her recently. She does so much, right? And we're not having those conversations. If you haven't listened to Tisa's conversation with me, please go and listen to it. I don't want to spoil it for everybody. And I don't want to dive into it because I'm so passionate about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then you also mentioned one of my favorites, which is with Jamie. Jamie also has amazing energy. She's that girl. She's that lady I love so much from the U.S. Embassy. And I feel like it's a conversation that was... highlighting some of the things she's done, her background and her work.
Yeah.
But it wasn't really focused on anything. So it's, I feel like I am so biased about every guest, no matter what. I kind of like every conversation. Unlike you, I am very skeptical about listening at every to every conversation
yeah.
on the other side?
Nah, for me, I have to.
You have to. when you tell me it's good, but I randomly listen, right? So sometimes if I'm listening to a podcast and it's on my pod, because it's always on my podcast list, I'll just listen to it, and I won't realize it's a Diary 101 podcast.
Ah, nice.
Which is interesting. Taking you back to the question.
Yes.
I want to know the lessons in terms of the behind the scene and managing. Like, you know how, like, life is happening.
Yeah.
But you actually schedule all content a day before. But we release content every Tuesday. Yeah. And there's a time when life just happens. Even now it might be happening.
Yeah.
What lessons have you learned from just being the person that has to get it out one way or another?
Okay. All right. So the major lesson, I think, is prioritizing and managing your life. And I think that ties into everything, even outside of the podcast. So there's an aspect of managing your life. Then if you do that well, then you can be able to manage other things well too. So I think that's where it starts. And I think just knowing the importance of it and the impact that people are waiting for it. And there are some that are might literally be waiting like on a Tuesday at 7 when it gets published, and they are waiting on their phone to have a listen. So for that particular person who is waiting at that particular time, that's our job on our end to ensure that they do find the episode as expected. And I think just building trust, building respect, showing value to the people that's listening. So I think in the background, mentality wise, perception perspective wise, that's the mindset that I go with and work with. Yeah, so people are waiting, and it's valuable and it's important. So you work around your life like that, and if life happens, finding a way to do it beforehand. If it means, if worst comes to worst, if it means Tuesday at 05, scheduling it and ensuring that it goes up, then so be it. But that's too risky. So it's usually working with time on your hands, at least, so that if there's any contingency, it gets sorted out. So it's a balance of those two. And when life does happen, and I do remember a few scenarios where that happened, and yeah, I think I was so tired on Monday evening, and I was trying to edit and work on it, but I wasn't so confident because it was late in the night. And I think at some points in the edits, I had not accounted for a few minutes. Like, hey, what happened the last 5 minutes or the last 10 minutes? So I'd like rewind and we listen, and I was like, oh wait a minute, what did I listen to the last 2 minutes? And we listen, so I was like, okay, I think I'm too tired, let me just rest for a bit, and then I will wake up maybe later on in the night, maybe like at midnight or like 01, and maybe I'll be refreshed. Yeah, but I think I was so tired that I ended up waking up very early Tuesday morning. But yeah, I managed to just re-listen, ensuring everything is okay. And yeah, was still scheduled at 7. So yeah, that's how I navigate around it.
I personally, I think this year I want to be part of that process. I don't like listening to my voice, but I think it would be interesting to now start.
No one does.
Wait, don't know how you feel about editing this one, Anton.
I'll have a hard time.
You'll be okay. So I want to talk about some of your highlights. I know you mentioned your favorite episodes. I want to talk about some of the highlights and maybe other favorite episodes you like, highlights in terms of things you heard on the podcast and you're actively implementing in your life right now.
So one aspect, I think I will bring it back to, one that's I think a bit recent, was talking about planning out the year or how to start the year. So there's one that you did and there's another that a guest did and was just highlighting the importance of starting well and planning. Yeah, and I think more specifically what I'm practically doing in relation to the lessons learned is I think sitting down and having a plan, but at the same time not having the pressure to have everything possibly lined out. Like I can plan out something and then have room or leave myself room along the way to possibly add and adjust. I've forgotten who specifically mentioned that. It was you or a guest or both mentioned it. Yes, but planning, but also allowing yourself to have some flexibility to it. Yeah, because I think that's one of the pressures I'll give myself, that I have to have an extremely comprehensive plan for the year and know how everything should be done. So if I don't by the end of January, then I think I'm not maybe fully prepared for the year. But that's not always the case. I can plan out a direction and leave some room for adjustments, contingency, and yeah, life happens. So give myself room to be human. Yeah, I think that's one of the major lessons.
I like that. I like that it also came from me. Maybe not. I do say smart things sometimes, proud of myself.
Oh yes.
In terms of the podcast, where do you see it this year? Like, what type of growth are we anticipating on your end? I know we haven't had our team meeting yet, but I think you kind of have an idea of what we want to do this year and like what's your plan for the podcast this year.
Okay. All right. So I think it goes back to the reason why the podcast is done in the first place. It's to empower, inspire, motivate young people, career people, to be more efficient, to be more inspired in life with what they do, to follow their dreams, their passions, and things like that. So one of the things is to grow in terms of reaching the people that the podcast is intended to reach. Because sometimes when you listen to the content, actually a lot of the times, like a lot of people need this and they need to hear this. This will help a lot of people. Yeah, so I think one of the things is to actually get the content to those people and more of them. So that means with the new content, and it also means, and the good part is that the old content is there. So even people who might listen to this podcast for the first time and this is the first episode, like the good news is there's other episodes we've done that are there that you can actually go right now or after this and listen to and actually do a catch up of most of like last year and get everything that someone who knew about the podcast got last year. So that's a good part. With it, get more people, get more engagement. And I think also looking forward to get more people that have something to say that people need to hear. Yeah, because we are basically bridging a gap between the listeners that need to hear and get inspired and get direction and insight, and those that are open to share it.
Yeah, to be honest, yeah, the podcast will grow, like you mentioned, yeah. And the strategy this year is slightly different because, anyway, we're actually just trying to see if we can do this for a living. We've proven it, right?
Yeah.
We can actually work around this. And yeah, so like definitely. You mentioned, I also just can't wait for it to grow, to get to more people in Zambia. But the good thing is, it actually has like a broader network and listeners. So it's like we also have more people from abroad in different countries listening in. So I really just can't wait for it to reach more people and for it to grow. I think the compounding effect will actually work. The more we're consistent, the more we're doing the same thing, it's actually going to work. So yeah, I can't wait for that. So where do you think the podcast will be in 5 years? Do you see yourself still managing it? Or do you think you would have outgrown it, or it would have outgrown you?
Okay. So in the next 5 years, I think it's a matter of growing with it. There's a saying that, and which is again a reality of things, the podcast will be as big as we are. So the people make the podcast. So if, for example, I don't grow, you don't grow, the podcast pretty much won't grow. But if we grow, I grow, then the podcast will. So the outgrowing of it is would be sad if one outgrows the other. But ideally, I see personal growth bleeding into the growth of the podcast, but I also see more people coming in to assist, to contribute, more content creators, more creatives, possibly transition into video, to something more visually engaging, grow in the kind of equipment that we use. At the moment, we use what we have and we are consistent with it. But as we go, more and better equipment, audio-wise, video-wise, and engagement of more people, and more reach, as we mentioned earlier. Yeah, so I think that's where I see the podcast going in the next 5 years, and growing with it.
I like that, Anton. Like I mentioned, Anton is the person behind everything. I am just here traveling, living life. No, but it's been great working with you. I think because now, I don't know if I've ever mentioned this to you, right? Like now when I leave the house, when I go out in a public place, and they're like, oh my goodness, I listen to your podcast. Nice. I forget I have a podcast. And I don't think anyone would ever understand how the person who actually came up with the idea, hosts the podcast, leaves the house. And every time I'm done recording, it's like I'm just done. And now I realize that the podcast is growing so fast that when you see me, you see the podcast. And I like having you now, so that whenever somebody listens to this, I'm like, okay, she doesn't actually do it alone. I'm like, literally, there's Anton scheduling this thing for me. And yeah, also, a lot of people want to start podcasts, which is amazing. We need more podcasters in Zambia, in Africa. We start listening to our content because then we're talking about things that we can all relate to.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. So I kind of am excited about everybody starting a podcast. And I'm just saying, hey, it's not for the faint-hearted, though.
Indeed.
Yeah. So do you have a question for me? Okay, go on.
Maybe just an additional comment to that. Podcasts are growing in Zambia and in Africa. And I think you would agree, because I've heard you say it in one of the episodes, but most of what we need as Zambia and Africa is a mindset shift. Yeah. it's a mindset shift. And one of those things that can help with that is things like a podcast. And that is where this podcast would come in. Diary 101 podcast would come in to bridge that gap and to inspire young entrepreneurs in Zambia, in Africa. And as you said, it's just not in Zambia, it's in a number of countries. Even the analytics that we get to observe from the background, from our end, and seeing which countries are tuning in and which people, and yeah, it's great to see. And I think the mindset shift part is one that we are contributing even now, which I'm also proud of being a part of. I don't speak much. I'm editing in the background, but the people speaking, I'm like, in the background, I'm like, go, go, go. Say it, speak it, and inspire them. Yeah. So that's
yeah, great. I like what you mentioned. I like that you brought it back. I actually forgot. It's a mindset shift thing that we have to work around. We are a continent full of so many resources. And the funny thing is, most of the people tuning in are actually not from Africa, right? Like, majority of our audience is, like, from the US, from the UK, in Europe, like, Asia. You know what? Sometimes I get shocked how we reached there. So I have to ask my friends, Ned, did you tell someone to listen to the podcast? Or even just the emails we get back. Because one thing about the podcast is some of the guests reach out to want to be on the podcast. So you get an email, yeah. Say, hey, I listened to your podcast and I'm from the US and I'd like to do this. I'd like to be part of it and reach your audience. I think my work will impact your audience. And I love that. I love that people know the work they're doing. And they want to share their work with a different audience to reach more people. So there's this also guy I love listening to. He was a guest on Summer Cynics podcast, but Stephen Butler's podcast. His name is Daniel Priestley. Yeah, I love his work now. It's what I'm listening to the most. Yeah. He talked about how podcasting is a dynamite right now. Creating content is the new money right now, right? A lot of people need to get into podcasting. A lot of people need to get into creating more content and sharing it for free, because the ripple effect would be you become big, right? Like, for me, I do want the podcast to be one of the 1% podcasts in the world. So it's, what do I do now for each to be a 1% podcast? Because it's a 1% podcast and they earn the most money. And there's everybody. Then there's all of us. So it's like so many podcasts and there's the 1% podcast. So I really can't wait to see the podcast reach more people. And I can't wait for the podcast to reach more people and a lot of people enjoying it and giving us feedback. I really hope that's what 2025 would be like. And I'm not saying it's gonna grow so, I think it's still gonna grow gradually this year, right? Because we're still on the scale. If you have a graph of growth, like, growth is never that fast sometimes, but when you reach a certain point, it just grows fast and reaches its tipping point. It can either just really keep growing, growing. So yeah, I really can't wait for it to reach that point.
Awesome.
Yeah. Awesome. Anton, you have an opportunity to ask me a question. Please be nice.
Okay. Don't worry. Okay. So my question is, with I know that you love traveling and you visited a number of places, even from the experiences you've shared on the various episodes. So how has that shifted your mindset, especially when you get back home in Zambia and then having had experiences in all these other places and seeing how people live and how they do things, how they run businesses, how they organize their lives, and then coming back here and seeing how we do it. So how has traveling impacted how you view Zambia when you come back? Is it more like, oh,
never happy?
Oh, I'm back home and
oh no,
never happy.
No, guys. I'm always like, oh my goodness, here we go again. A lot happens in Zambia, to be honest. Like, I'm always joyful to see my family and friends, but with the work I do, I can do this anywhere in the world. You know what I mean? Like, I can afford to live in Cape Town. Trust me, I would pack my bags and live in Cape Town. And it's because there's so many, it might not look like that most of the time, but there's so much barrier to entry to a lot of stuff. That as you are coming in, it's like not, it's such an easy environment for a foreigner because people want to affiliate and associate with you. But if you're just like me, I am not an influencer, I'm just a girl. I'm just a girl doing these small things. And and it's so hard to just get people on board for an idea, get people on a podcast. And I respect the other side of everything. It's like everybody has the right to choose what they want to choose. They have the right to say no. They have the right to say, I don't want to be a part of this. Or just to say nothing and be busy. But it's so frustrating every time I'm back. It's...
Okay.
I have to always create an artificial world for myself, right? Because environment matters, and there are not so many environments that enable productivity and inspirations for entrepreneurs in Zambia, because we mainly focus on education, career, and everything. So I have to enable that environment for me. I also means it. I have to sieve out a lot of environments. I just won't associate with that because it doesn't enable my entrepreneurial spirit, right? So environment matters. So I'm always in so many artificial environments that I create for myself, and also try to be in different environments abroad, even if I'm in Zambia. So it's very strenuous, to be honest. It's even now, it's like, oh my goodness. Because even if they say it's an entrepreneurial event, you still won't feel the spirit. And I don't know if you get it. Like, that's entrepreneurial spirit.
Yes.
And I haven't found an organization that is on a constant doing that. Bongo Hive is doing amazing work. I think Bongo Hive is one of my favorite places to be at. But there are not so many places doing that. And we need... I always can't go back to Bongo Hive because I need to be in different environments every single time. Because... same environment might bring the same people. So for me, it's coming back to Zambia, I always have to create an artificial environment all the time. It's a lot of work. And now I'm also thinking of how to create so many artificial, how to create real environments. Because I'm like, if I'm going through that and I kind of might know people or not, how about people that just ground zero and you want to be an entrepreneur?
Mm-hmm.
What type of community do you want to go to? Do you want to volunteer? Do you have a community of people that are doing that and actively looking for those opportunities? So it's for me, it's just the artificial environments. And also when I go there and come back, I don't know how I always go there, how I get those opportunities, but it always shows me that, hey, I can't really live in Zambia for the rest of my life. Firstly, I love to travel, so I would like to explore and live in different places and own our homes in different places, because as much as I love my home and this is where my family is, when you go to different places, you get really inspired. And you're like, is my country 100 years behind or what? Or is it just me? For real, I am that person that's just like, we're really behind. We really we really have to be praying a lot for us to just get what we want. So yeah, it's a lot of that. But I'm always happy to be home. The air is different in terms of I feel more safer at home. Because everybody's on. I can just make a phone call, if I want to get a hold of anybody, my parents, my grandparents, like I can catch anything. I'm never really in big trouble. But when you are out there, you really have to be independent. You really have to be a big girl. Like, yeah. So,
yeah,
yeah, I feel like I gave such a long answer. In a nutshell, is I have to create artificial environments just to keep my spirit going. I think my mentors also know that. Like, we always creating artificial environments for me, just in my head, just for me to keep going. And yeah, going and coming back shows that my dreams are valid. And for me, it's how do I afford, even just with my own money, how can I afford to travel more? I think has always been one of those questions in the back of my mind. So yeah, it's fun. Travel is fun, and do it. Even if you go by train to just a neighboring country, I think you just want to leave and see how people live and come back, and your mind will be blown away and everything will change.
Yeah.
Was that long? That felt like a long answer.
More comprehensive.
For you, Anton, apart from the podcast and life in general, what do you look forward to?
It's funny because I usually hear this question and people are always answering it on the podcast. It's a recurring question, and I never really think through it, or I forgot that it's usually asked at the end. but basically I look forward to growth. I look forward to growth. So it looks like at the moment, for example, it looks like similar things that I do, but like the things are always evolving. And here and there are a few things that are new additions to life, but for the most part it's things that are evolving. So as I mentioned, I am part of my background, there is farming, which is one aspect. There is the media work, there is the academic work. I actually love to, in inverted commas, the people you'd say who love school or love learning or love studying, I'm one of those. Yeah, so there is that aspect. And then even more importantly, there is the religious aspect, which is mentioned last, but pretty much at the top of it. And for all those, there are plans and things that I'm expecting, things that I'm working towards. And I think the general expectation is just seeing how that will all come together and pan out.
I like that.
I've answered the question. I've answered generally, but yes.
No, I get it. I get it. If I was ever asked that question, I don't know what I would say. But thank God I never get asked that question. Or I'm never invited. No, Anton, thank you so much for being part of the podcast. We love and appreciate you over here. You do such an amazing job editing and being behind the scene kind of person. And also just genuinely giving me back feedback on things I need to work on, grow. And yeah, so I feel like 2025 is going to be a blast for the podcast. And I really just can't wait for us to dive in. Hey guys, so this is Anton. Maybe he's going to be back next year. Maybe you'll never be back next year on the podcast. But I just felt like it was great to have people know you a little bit better and not to say, she actually doesn't do the podcast alone. That being said, happy birthday to the podcast. Might not be released on the same day, but I also can't wait to share different growth and other scenarios on the podcast and lessons learned with myself and just anybody else I can find amongst my friends who've been very behind the scenes as well. So yeah, thank you so much for tuning in, and that's bye for now.